This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pro-Kremlin officials have blamed Ukraine for a rocket attack on a separatist-controlled city in the east of the country, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A Russian investigative committee walk on rubble outside the mayor's office in Donetsk. Inside, a ceiling has partially collapsed on the seats of an assembly room. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials have said Russian rockets struck a city near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, wounding several people. The attacks on both sides come as Russia has lost ground from a Ukrainian counteroffensive focused on the south that has gone into its seventh week. I'm Karen Chamas.
Kremlin-backed separatist authorities have accused Ukraine of numerous strikes on infrastructure and residential targets in the occupied regions. They have said Kyiv often uses U.S.-supplied long-range rockets but have not provided evidence. Last week, the Kremlin launched what is believed to be the largest coordinated air and missile raids yet on Ukraine's infrastructure. The wide-range retaliatory attacks included the use of self-destructing explosive drones from Iran and killed dozens of people. Ukraine's presidential office said Sunday that Moscow was shelling towns and villages along the front line in the east, and that quote-unquote active hostilities continued in the southern Kherson region. Meanwhile, Russia opened an investigation into a shooting in the Belgorod region Saturday in which two men from a former Soviet republic who were training at a Russian military range fired and killed 11 and wounded 15 during target practice before being slain themselves. The Russian Defense Ministry called the incident a terrorist attack.